It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you throughout the metro area, the entire Northeast region. That's the power of 77 WABC. And of course, worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Yes, we're again in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. Thank you to the great listenership of this show. As you know, every single week we come to you with C-level executives and we ask them the questions that are on your mind. We cover such a wide range of professions and categories in the business world, including sales, social media, corporate culture, retail, communications, financial planning, marketing and advertising, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do almost each week, we open with the thank yous. Last week, I don't think we got to it. A special shout out to last week's guest, Big Jeffrey Hazlett. Special thank you. Tonight's guest is also a very special treat, some we had to fight for to get him on the air, but we succeeded. That's our commitment to you, the great listeners of this program. First, a shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role to make this happen. You know, I get stopped so often. How do you pull it off week in and week out? I said it's the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group. In particular, I want to thank Srilly, Michal, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, in particular, of course, among the great team here overall. Thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, the B-Tank Magazine. We're also on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm. We have a robust YouTube channel. And tonight's show is going to be up on the YouTube channel. There are over 50 episodes on the YouTube. It's a virtual university. People have said that to me, and that's what it is. Real content for free. What do you get for free? This show you get for free. iTunes, we have a robust iTunes and entire channel there. But if the easiest way, if you just want to access any of the great guests that we've had on the show, all you have to do is go to mybradio.com. mybradio.com. There you can pick up the recent show I had with Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many other great guests that appeared here on the Mind Your Business show, all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we get to tonight's guest, a friend of mine, a superstar speaker, consultant, and calling him a sales coach is like kind of selling it short. This guy is the same. He wrote the book on sales. It's none other than Ron Carr. Ron Carr, he wrote the book Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. Did I say it with the right emphasis?
You did.
Lead, Sell, or Get Out of Here. Basically, that's what it is. Or Get Out of the Way. The 7 traits of great sellers. Ron also has an amazing site that you should check out, velocitymindset.com. We're going to talk about that. And that's what Ron teaches, how to build a velocity mindset, how to scale in a rapid way, but yet in a way that's measurable. He's the master at it. Ron, thank you so much for taking out of your hectic schedule and joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Yitzhak. Thank you for having me.
So, Ron, first, let's just go back to the roots a little bit. Now, you're the superstar. You're a sought-after speaker. You speak around the world. You were president at NSA at one point?
Yes, National Speakers Association 2013 and 2014.
You know, so you have some story. If you had to telescope it into 2 minutes, from when you were in kindergarten, were you selling to your classmates? I mean, what's your backstory?
Well, I always was able had to get myself out of trouble with my dad, but the story that I usually open up my speeches with, yeah. I say, go back to when you were 14 years old, And I want to tell you about a young boy who was diagnosed with a condition that gave the young man a lot of grief, anger, and humiliation. Mm-hmm. It was actually a speech impediment that prevented the boy from enunciating the letter R, and that was me. What I don't know is why they would name that condition with a word starting with the letter R if I couldn't enunciate it. They called it Roticism, as I called it Oticism. Mm. And then to have the name Ron Carr on top of it.
Right, Ron.
I was doomed for failure since the day I was born. So I was being ribbed viciously, you know, and bullied. And when I had enough pain, I finally went to a speech therapist and said, can you help me? And after 45 minutes, I ran out of there angry because she was having me put my tongue in positions that it was not used to. These weird sounds were coming out, and I gave up. So I went back to my comfort zone like we tend to do. And I went back, and I went back to a speech therapist a year later, and I said, can you help? She goes, yes, but it's not going to take a week. It's not going to take a month. Are you committed for as long as it took? It took 2 years. But who would have known then that 43 years later, after suffering that, I would have been inducted as the 40th president of the wow. National Speakers Association. So the point I ask my audiences is, and it's a good maybe question to start the show with today, mm-hmm. What's your impediment from doing more? What stops you?
That's such a great thought and a great way to start. I mean, so that you challenge.
Right.
You go by challenging the person.
Well, you have to challenge people because, you know, we have to get their attention and they have to be engaged. And one of the best ways to engage people is by challenging them in a positive way.
Mm. Now, for the past 30 years, you help clients grow. I'm not going to put you on the spot to name drop some of your top clients that you've either spoken, you know, at their conferences or that you coach, but you've built the velocity mindset. It's such a fantastic concept. Even just saying it it gives an adrenaline rush.
Sure.
What is a velocity mindset?
Well, the example I use is if you're a manufacturer and you invest a lot of money in this big machine, and let's say you're only producing 10 units a week, mm-hmm. Well, that's going to cost you X because the costs are amortized over each
right,
unit.
Right.
But if you increase production to 100 units, well, now your cost goes down, your profit goes up.
Right.
So if we look at ourselves as a machine, each individual, the question we're all asking ourselves is how can we do more in the time that we have? We all have the same amount of time.
Right.
How can we sell more in the same amount of time? How can we sell faster? How can we reduce the sales cycle? How can we, as an organization, become a real high-performing sales culture where everybody in the organization is supporting it? So it's really about how to become more successful, reduce sales cycles, but do more in less time, and that's what velocity is about.
Now, so maybe walk us through the velocitymindset.com. What will happen when someone goes to the site?
So when you go to the site, the first thing you're going to see is a 2.5-minute video, which I invite all of you to watch. It's a pretty powerful video, which gets into some of the techniques of what you have to do to create velocity.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if you look through the services and the resources, you see all the things that we have from keynotes to consulting and books and tapes and all that you can get to help you with the process.
So, again, these days, how do you spend most of your week?
So I do what everybody else does. You know, I also talk to clients. I'm part of the sales process. I'm obviously consulting and speaking on main stages. So, you know, I always say to my audiences, you know, what do you get paid to do? I get paid to do three things: create content, deliver it, and sell it.
Now, folks, each week we do have a giveaway, or usually we have a giveaway. Ron Carr is being very gracious. One lucky listener is going to win his book, Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way, a hard copy, autographed copy. By Ron. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yislick Zaftas right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Ron Carr. Yes, he built the site. Well, he is the author, and everything that you find on the site, Velocity Mindset, is from his brain. He wrote the book, Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way, The 7 Traits of Great Sellers. By the way, this is not, not to knock it, but this is not just some, you know, individual Amazon release. This is a Wiley publication, all right? 250 pages, packed. There's all types of, wow, diagrams, charts. This is the book. Who doesn't want to be successful in sales? Hello? Sales. This, he wrote the book, Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. Actually, one lucky listener could win it by texting over MYB to 64600. Again, MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed copy of Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. Thank you, Ron.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, again, I've seen you present.
Yep.
We've been friends for a while, so I drink the Kool-Aid. And I hope it's okay that I could ask you just basically anything related to the
world.
You
can ask me anything.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your social security? No. I'm just kidding. Okay. You say salespeople often sabotage the chances of their success by having the wrong conversation.
Absolutely. I love
when you go into it. What does it mean? What is the wrong conversation in the world of sales?
They're too self-focused. They're talking, first of all, a small conversation around the products. And you're not getting to what's important to the customer. The products are the how you do something. What you have to get the attention of the customer is the what, the outcome. So take it away from yourself. Stop puking over your customers, which is people who order knowledge about everything. Start puking about all features of which the customer is not interested in most of them. And start asking them about the outcomes that they're after. So one company that we had was a major financial services company.
Mm-hmm.
They knew it took 5 calls before they get an investor on board. They wanted me to help them get it down to 4, 3,
right,
whatever we could.
Right.
We got it down to 3 calls. The way we did it was we realized that the financial reps, when they were talking to prospects, they were doing the social relationship, talking about family and friends and all this
baseball
stuff.
Baseball teams.
Yeah, for 10 minutes, and I saw the people's eyes just rolling. And I said, look, in today's age, that doesn't cut it anymore. The way you build relationships is being of value to helping people get to where they want to be. So why don't you ask them this question after you say hello, you get the contact, and say, look, I might hear about stocks and bonds. What I really want to ask you is an important question, if you don't mind answering. That question is, when it comes to your money in the future, what are the 3 things you want your money to provide for you? Now, when you ask a question like that, Yitzhak, all of a sudden people's eyes roll up. And there's a change in the brain. And what happens is it's now all of a sudden the guard that they had up where they're trying to protect you from selling something they don't know, it goes down because all they're thinking about is themselves, and that's where you want to get them to be. A quick point, we did it to one of the classes, you know, that company. And after doing an hour on this, one of the reps who was there for 4 years called me up and said, I used it. I had 2 widows. Both I couldn't get to commit. Both had $100,000. One I'm dealing with for 6 months, one for 2 months. One of them gave me the money that night because we got into a different conversation, and the other one gave me another appointment. That's how powerful it is.
Now, so that the importance of having the right conversation instead of the wrong conversation.
Right.
And again, the key is focus on the outcomes,
right,
the takeaway. What not the specifics, not so. let me ask you a question. Let's say a car dealership. Should did I pick the wrong one?
No, it's a great one.
Okay, so are people, or let me ask it this way. I mean, I would imagine that there are many people that are looking for the features. They want to know, does it include the tinted windows, include the leather seats?
So you said, can I ask you anything?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you now, will you play with me a little bit?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to role play, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
And folks, I told you this is going to be fun.
This will take a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, this is good.
All right, so you're coming into my Mercedes dealership, right?
Mm-hmm.
And first thing they said, hi, can I help you?
Right. Yeah, hi, Ron, can I help you?
No, I'm
playing. Oh, you're the...
can I help you?
Yes, I'm here to, looking for a car.
What kind of vehicle are you looking for?
Four-door sedan. Nice.
Our sedans are right over here. Let me show you some of them. This sedan is great. You know, it's got a nice big engine for you. It can seat five people. If you want a smaller one, it goes over here. This one can seat about four people. A little smaller engine, a V6, but still it gives you the giddy up, and it's got all the electronics that you want. Let's stop. Now, we have hormones in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Cortisol is the fight-or-flight hormone. And if the people on the radio show who are listening, visualize this. Pretend you have a ruler, flat.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side, it's zero.
Okay.
And then on the right side is a number 10.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle is five. The engagement in cortisol, where you're not getting freaked out, is between one and five. Okay. You with me?
I'm with
one
you.
One is very little engagement. Four and five is really engaged. That's where you want people to be.
Okay.
You start getting to six, that's when the stress starts going up. And the level of listening starts decreasing. Get to 10, they've already checked out on you physically or mentally because they're running.
They're done.
They're done. So based on that role play I just did with you and the questions I was asking you, where were you in that cortisol chart?
One and a half.
One. Yeah. So some people say one, some may even say six or seven because they feel I'm going to sell them something, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
But there's no engagement, right?
No, it was low.
Now we're going to do it differently, okay?
Okay.
We're going to come back in and say, hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. You're obviously here about making a major purchase in your life, right?
Yes.
Tell me something. What are the three most important things or feelings you want to get out of your next riding experience?
I want it to be an enjoyable drive, low maintenance. Those are probably the two things that come to mind.
Okay, now the people listening on the radio can't see it, but your eyes went up again. It went up automatically. Now, first of all, let's go back to the cortisol.
Yeah, okay.
Where were you in the cortisol chart?
Remember, five.
Very
engaged,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Did you think I was trying to sell you something at that time?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel that. Now, we were the first one I did feel.
Right. So the first time, when I asked you that question, what are the three things you want to get out of the experience? And your eyes rolled up. Something shifted in your brain. Can you share with us what was changing in your brain, your feelings at that time?
I felt you were interested in me and what I was looking for and the outcome. Definitely was more engaged in the conversation.
And you were in a different frame of mind. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, so what I did, number one, is I increased your cortisol. I managed it.
Okay.
Not too much where you'd be freaking out.
Right.
And number two, the other hormones we talk about are oxytocin and dopamine. So oxytocin is the hormone of trust. Now, it takes a while to really build oxytocin, release it, but you started releasing a little bit because you told me three things you want to get out of it. You would never have told me that if you didn't trust me. Is that a fair statement?
For sure.
And then you started feeling better about the conversation?
Yes.
That's where the dopamine comes in. It rides with oxytocin. So what does it mean? It really means that I teach sales executives, CEOs, and anybody who's involved, professional service providers, your role is to, first of all, look at yourself as a leader. You have control over the situation, and your number one job is not to sell anything. Your number one job is to create an environment where someone wants to engage with you. And most people do it wrong because they talk about products and services, the boredom, the cortisol, they got to go down to one or they go up to 10, and they're not getting anywhere like we did in the first role play.
Right.
And that's self-focus. But if we shift it to where you're trying to go, what's important to you, and if we elevate the conversation beyond the product to what I call the enterprise conversation, where you're getting into a bigger picture, you're going to be able to get into bigger conversations that you wouldn't have gotten before. And it's no longer about a product. It's no longer about a car for a price. It's about those things that are quantifiable and qualifiable in the whole picture, if you will. And it separates you from everybody else.
That's amazing. Ron, Okay, I have to just let me ask the question this way. Is it the same thing for B2C and B2B?
It is. I mean, and B2C maybe, but what's B2C? You go into a high-end clothing store.
Right.
Well, a car room is a B2C.
Right, that's B2C. You know, so I guess my question is B2B.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do a lot of work with B2B, and it's most of my clients. And look, what are we all fighting for? You know, in speaking, we say we're fighting for stage time. We're all fighting for stage time in people's minds. Will they take my call? Will they take my email? Will they give me an appointment? You know, I mean, what are the voicemails that don't get returned? You know, the number one voicemail is, "Hi, my name is Ron Carr, and I'm from Carr Associates, and I want to talk to you about speaking at your next meeting. Would you please give me a call?"
That's a one. So, 0.01. Yeah.
But most people do that, right? Right. So now, answer this.
Okay.
My name, Ron Carter. First thing I said, self-focus or customer focus?
Self-focus.
All right. Carr Associates, my company, self-focus or customer?
Totally self.
My product, speaking, meaning at your next...
It's you. It's all about you.
Was any room for you?
No.
Are you listening?
We're on the radio, but no.
Are you going to call me back?
Probably not.
No. So forget about who you are and get into the outcomes. You got 10 seconds to get someone's attention.
What would be a great voicemail?
Well, it could be like saying, you know, and talking with a lot of your peers all struggling with how to get more out of my salespeople. Please give me a call so I can share some ideas with you.
It's great.
What would that
all
do?
About them? It's all about them. And of course, you'll get a call back.
Yeah. Now, will they all call me back? No, but all we're looking for is to increase it by 10-20%. Right. We're making a heck of a lot more money.
Folks, my guest this evening is Ron Carr, Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way.
And a lot of these questions are in that book, by the way.
Yeah, this book. This is the book, folks. By the way, just to share, to name drop some of the testimonials on the back, Larry Kellner, right? He was the former the chairman and CEO at Continental Airlines. Barry Goldstein of Starwood Hotels. Wow. I mean, yeah, the list goes on. This guy is the real thing. Ron Carr. First of all, I on a personal level, I'm a good friend of Ron, and I thank you for your friendship.
Sure.
Publicly, we still have a while to go on the show, and I'm grateful for that because I still have a lot of questions here. But I do want to let the listeners know that one lucky listener is going to win this book. Everyone else, you could be a winner by going and buying it. Yes, it's at Barnes & Noble. It's at bookstores
Amazon
nationwide. Amazon.
Best price.
Yeah, so there. It's a Wiley release, but one lucky listener is going to win it by texting over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. Ron, before we go to a commercial break,
sure,
let's still get in another couple of questions. What are the main character traits that a successful salesperson has to be hardwired with?
Great question.
You said I could ask you anything.
I know.
Okay.
Number one trait, empathy.
Really?
Yes.
Not bulldog?
No.
Empathy.
Empathy.
I mean, I'm with you.
We do assessments. If they don't have a score of above a 7, we're not interested. I'll tell you why. If you don't have empathy, do you have an interest in other people?
No. No.
Are you likely to ask them questions?
It's going to be all self-focused.
Exactly. So that's what we're looking for. We want people who can empathize. And we want people that can really get into the world of the customer's business to see it from their perspective so that they can help solve their problems. Look, business is nothing more than solving problems, okay?
Right.
It's not about selling. If we're going in and trying to sell a product, you may get a transactional sale, but you're not going to get a lifetime customer, and it's going to be price dependent. But if you really want to sell at higher value, higher prices, and you want to get most of that person's business, go in as a solutions expert. Go in and find out what they're trying to get to. Because wherever we're trying to get to is where we're going to spend our money and help them get there.
This is
so gold. Empathy is number one.
Empathy. What is two?
Tenacity.
Right. It's got to be a close second.
I mean, I remember when I was in sales
Can't be a schlep.
40 years ago. Okay. I was in the computer industry, and I was driving with my manager in New York, and I was speeding along in Harlem. And my manager was getting white-faced, and he goes, "Carr, I don't know about you, but you always take it to the edge of the cliff, but you never fall off." So, you know, that's a little bit of what you need. You can't let the no stop you. When people say no to you, they're not rejecting you. It's simply an answer of no risk. Yes is the answer of risk. So tenacity is the people who don't give up. Now, it doesn't mean you keep going after a bad prospect.
Right.
You can't sell to everybody. You got to qualify them. Are they right fit for you and vice versa? But if you're getting a no, find out what you missed. Maybe you need to ask a better question And maybe the timing is not right. So then you go back when the timing is right.
Beth Comstock had a great line. No is not yet.
Yes.
Right. You exactly. find that many times. You just have to, it doesn't mean.
Well, Harvard did a study many, many years ago, and they said that the average salesperson stops after the first no. The ones who are in the top 1% keep going after the third no, fourth no, and fifth no.
How many times mm-hmm. would you say, now, let's say you're running after a prospect.
Right.
And they're just being unresponsive. They're not getting back right. to you. How many times do you need to at least, how many touch points, whether it's by email, phone,
so
whatever?
So one of my bigger clients was ACT for Medical Imaging.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge contract
sure,
because they were going from film to filmless. And I did a talk for one of the sister divisions, the film division in Vegas, and I said, who else can I speak to? And he says, well, go to medical. They just merged with Sterling. So he gave me the name of the person. I'm calling him up. And after 10 phone calls, the guy finally took my call. And he said, look, you know, we got two disparate cultures. We're bringing them together for the first time. Talk about a keynote speaker. I said, it's a big issue. Why don't I send you my tape, which he asked for. And I said, why don't we meet in person since this is a big issue? And he said, fine. And then he said this line, send me it. We're going to make the appointment, but don't keep calling me. If it takes you 10 more calls, I promise you I'll call you back.
He said,
yes.
Keep calling
yeah.
me, not don't keep calling
right.
me. I mean, so a real prospect many times will respect.
Well, they'll respect it, but if it's too much because they're not interested, then they got to tell you that.
Okay.
Or if they don't, then you also got to read between the tea leaves. But I knew there was great question. So, look, if I didn't know they just did a merger, and if I didn't know they had issues, they wouldn't have been as qualified.
Right.
So if the person wasn't calling right. me back after three times, I may have moved on.
But because you know they
right.
were so qualified for what you could provide,
exactly.
you stayed on the radar.
Exactly.
Screen. Now, okay, next question. Do you always need a counter offer, or is it okay to sometimes give in to the customers, you know, bargaining, when they're holding on and they're starting to, as we say, handle, you know?
So everybody's going to handle. It's a natural instinct in all of us. We want to make sure we're getting the best deal. But if you give something away and don't get something in return, why did you ask for the higher price to begin with? Mm. Why didn't you just ask for the lower price?
Right.
So if you got to give something, get something back in return. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we'll do, you know, we have a fee for speaking, and sometimes someone would say, well, that's not my budget, I can only do this. And I'll look at what I need for my business. I say, you know, I need some more video footage. You know, would you allow us to film it, or if you're filming it, give us the film and give us the marketing rights to use it? And if they say yes, well, heck, you know, if I discount it by $2,000 or whatever I'm doing, it's going to cost me a heck of a lot less than bringing in my own film crew and doing it. So get something in return. That's the bottom line.
So it's great about what you're saying is that it's not only if you need their services, even psychologically, you could get the deal at a rate that it's at least acceptable
right.
for you, but the value will be there for the customer because they feel like they're paying it in services.
Right, but more importantly, you're protecting your value.
Right.
The moment you give it for a discount, you've just taken the value away
right.
from the price.
Almost like, you know, so they probably right. marked it up just right. so that to allow that buffer. Oh, man. Yeah, Lead Seller, Get Out of the Way. That's the book by Ron Carr. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. And again, one lucky listener is going to win the book, Lead Seller, Get Out of the Way. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's ELITRA Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
And- And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Ron Carr, the Ron Carr. Yes, I say that properly. You could just Google him, Ron and Carr with a K. Yes, okay, I've seen him do that spiel. It's a lot of fun. Ron Carr, K-A-R-R.
Yes. You do a C, you're never going to find it.
By the way, perhaps you could share the story. When you were working, what was it, American Time Clocks? And you were doing this big deal. I'm not asking anything too personal. And you were doing this $1 million deal, I think, with the American Stock Exchange.
Uh-huh.
What I loved about that story is when your sales manager at that time called you in and said, Ron, it seems you had just closed a $1 million deal.
Uh-huh.
And you said, and the sales manager called you and said, congratulations, what's your next deal? And you wanted to basically punch the salesperson in the nose.
Yeah, so first of all, I'm all about women having equal rights, number one. I mean, my mother was a woman ahead of her time. So when I tell this story, what I'm going to say, don't think it's because I don't think a woman should have been in that job. But I was up for that sales manager's job with this young lady, and she got it. So I was upset that I didn't get it.
Okay.
So now I had to report to her. And she was a qualified person, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
So I come back and I win this huge deal. I'm number one on the team.
$1 million deal in the 80s. I mean,
yeah, in the 80s. And I come back with this big deal. I made the whole team's numbers, made my number. And, you know, you want to celebrate.
Right.
So I come in and she goes, that's great. And the next question is, what are you doing next? And I go, what?
You were livid.
Oh, my God. And I just blew up and I closed the door. And I said, you got this guy sitting right outside your office who is doing 10% a quota, and you're on my case, and I just bought $1 million? Well, this woman taught me a lesson of a lifetime. She said, Ron, let me ask you a question. You full of confidence right now? I go, yeah. Do you think you can knock down any door right now? I go, yeah. Why would you lose that opportunity?
Amazing.
If I go and leaned on that guy like I did with you, he would crack in half.
Yeah.
All right? And that was a lesson that I learned at a young age, and I tell my audiences, look, the time to play golf is not after you close the deal. That's the time to use that energy to go after the next one and the next one because you're in your zone. Use it.
Such a great
The time
story.
To play golf is when you need to take a timeout. You're in a rut. Then go out there for a couple of hours, clear
such
your head.
Such a great story. Folks, such a great story. If you're coming off of a win, hold on to that.
Energy.
Hold on to the energy.
And use
hold on
it.
To the velocity.
Use it.
And use it. Translate it into more.
Absolutely.
Now, by the way, the tough questions I say for our guests, and I mean, all of them are great, but Ron in particular, I knew that I could toss any tough sales question, and therefore we got some good ones coming. I mean, previous part was also good, but okay. You know, let's say, you know, how do you sell something that the customer believes is too costly?
Right.
Okay. And at the same time, let's even paint the scenario where the salesperson themselves kind of feels that, you know, I don't know if the value is totally there. I'm selling something, whatever the product is, it's $7,500, it's $15,000. And they're getting pushback, but the value inherently is there, but the salesperson has heard it so many times, getting worn down. What advice, how would you coach that salesperson?
Well, there's a lot of things that come up for this answer. Number one, you got to own the offer. You got to believe in it. If you don't, then there's no way you're going to be able to sell it because the first time someone has an objection, you're going to cave or they're going to feel your hesitancy. They're going to look for it and they know they can, like a tiger, they can you know, jump in for the kill. The question you have to ask yourself is how can I turn it around so I do believe in it?
Mm-hmm.
So I have I have several companies on retainer, you know, that are helping me. I'm helping them throughout the year. And they call me up with some big proposals that they're after. And we just got one call this week where they have to ask the customer to invest $3 million in a piece of equipment. And the customer knows they have to invest something, but I can hear the hesitation in the key account manager's voice. Are they really going to pay $3 million? And I'm looking at the sheet and I'm saying, well, if they go to this new machine and you get the more volume, are you saving them money? She goes, yeah, the prices go down. I said, well, how much are you saving them in a year? Right? And she says, we're saving them about $800,000.
Okay.
$800,000, let's say. I said, great. And this is a 3-year deal, right? Now, $800,000 to $3 million, I can see where you have hesitation. But if you multiply that by 3 years, it's now $2.4 million.
Right.
Well, all it's really costing them is $600,000. So you're more confident in dealing with that. And she goes, yes. So what you have to do is you have to look at the cost of the lifetime, not just at the time of sale. And all the value that you build in, how are you going to help that customer in terms of price, productivity, whatever you're doing, market share? How is it going to help them? Use the bigger number, because the bigger number always serves you better.
Now, so, okay, but holding on to the idea about the salesperson believing
right.
it, you came straight out. If the salesperson is not all in, they're not vested, they don't see the value, it won't work.
Right. And look, I was in that. I mean, my first sales job was selling copiers for Royal Business Machines, and they seduced me to hire me. They, you know, it was when they had their wet bond, you know, liquid people would, you know, get messed up. They just came out with the first dry bond copy.
Okay.
Very crisp, very clean, and beautiful, 15 copies a minute. And they said the cold lady's going to come in 6 months and all the other stuff. So I go out there knocking on doors, you know, and I go to an office manager, and they're comparing me to a big Xerox machine on the third floor. Can you call late? No. Can you staple? No. We'll come back when you can. Well, after being kicked out several times, I obviously didn't have confidence, right?
Right.
I wouldn't even be able to tell them what the price of the machine was because I didn't think the machine was going to work,
right?
So I said, what can I do differently? And maybe I'm having the wrong conversation. If you go back to what we said earlier, it's not about the product, it's about the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I went into a different conversation. I asked the next office manager, would you agree with me that a copy is nothing more than a communication vehicle? And they would say yes. Well, when it comes to communications in that vehicle, what are your three biggest challenges? And then all of a sudden they said, oh my God, you know, Sally's got to make one single copy. She has to go up to the third floor. By the time she gets through all the chit-chat and gets up there, it's 20 minutes. We have to wait behind that big job. By the time she comes back, it's 1 hour. I said, how many hours are wasted? They said, try about 2 full-time employees a week.
Wow.
I said, wow. I said, would you want that productivity back? She goes, how? Well, I'm not competing against Xerox.
This is beautiful.
My copier does 15 copies a minute. Crisp for those single jobs. Put one on every floor. The money you're going to get back in productivity outweighs what you're going to spend. I started selling 3 at a time. So part of the confidence has to do with you being in the right conversation.
So you mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the salesperson themselves, if they take a step back and start focusing on the outcomes, they can get re-engaged, possibly.
So it's outcomes, but it's also understanding what your strength is. Look, there's certain things we can't do. You know, we don't have everything. You can't satisfy a customer 100%. You're always going to be lacking in something.
Mm-hmm.
Concentrate on what your strengths are, and then look for those opportunities, and you'll have more confidence, but you'll also find better opportunities.
What defines a master salesperson? Is it simply someone who can just sell anything?
So, yes, in a way, but it's not about selling. It's about what I would call, you know, helping others solve their problems. So to me, a master salesperson, like we talked about before, has the empathy, but they also have the tenacity. But they're really out there and helping others succeed. If you help others succeed, you'll make more money than you ever thought was possible. If it's all about you, yes, you may sell some people, but a lot of people will be running away from you.
Yeah. How do you sell something that you can't prove results?
Great
you said
question.
I could toss you anything.
Yeah. Well, Apple.
Hmm.
All right. Go back to when Apple first came out with the Mac or whatever they called it.
True.
I think they called it something else, right?
True.
Now, you know, it was an idea that was born in Jobs' garage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you need to make a computer work? You need software.
Plug. Well, software, yeah.
Right? So how do you go to Lotus and say, hey, we got a great idea for you. You know, come in and, you know, spend $3 million. Because you're betting on whether or not this machine's going to sell. Spend $3 million, and you're going to get orders in return. Well, why would Lotus do it? So the question is, do you have the passion in the sale? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like being, you know, a rabbi or a priest on Saturday or Sunday, you know? are you there razzing up the troops? Are you getting them to buy into the dream? So if you don't have results, you want to shift the conversation, not from the results you don't have, but where they're trying to go. What are the biggest challenges and why this might be the best investment for them to make? And get them thinking about that. That's when you're going to have a better chance of selling it. And I get this all the time because startups will hire me at a very high fee to break into a market, and that's what we teach them.
Do you have a go-to sales pitch that could work in any sales industry, or is that just too crazy of a question?
What I'm saying today works in every sales industry. I mean, it's the process. I don't believe in scripts.
Okay, you don't believe in scripts.
No, and I'll tell you why. A script is self-focused. If all you do is tell... Can I share the story?
Sure, go.
You know, I fly a lot, right?
Yep.
So I was flying first class to Tucson with this client, and I get a call, a message while I'm in the air that my uncle went to the last stages of cancer, bring the family to San Diego. Mm. American Airlines at that time, it was like 15 years ago, was my main airline.
Okay.
So when I got to the hotel, I called the client, goes, yeah, just stay with us tomorrow morning, then you can leave. I said, fine. Okay. Call American Airlines. I said, look, I got to divert to San Diego. Well, we don't fly to San Diego from Vegas. It's not why I'm calling you. Listen, I got to fly back home on Sunday. I'm on a first class ticket. Can I get a bereavement fare? And she goes, well, you don't qualify for bereavement fare. I said, why not? Well, you were in the air when you got the call. It had started original points. Let me see if I get this straight. I don't qualify for bereavement fare because I'm in the air on your first class ticket and I'm being penalized. She goes, well, yes. But
and you were a frequent flyer.
I was a top flyer. So she goes, here's what we can do. You fly back in the afternoon. You give us 40. If you want to save the 40, we give you $40 if you take the red eye. And I said, I can't deal with this. I hang up. I called Southwest. No relationship to get to San Diego. First thing they said, Mr. Carr, before we even talk about prices, which we have the lowest price, so we don't discount. But more importantly, we just wanted to extend to you our sincerest wishes.
Empathy.
That you have to travel in these trying circumstances.
Empathy.
She could have said anything else to me.
You would have
but my airline, that I was number one, is, oh, and then when I said in the first call, I said, I can't believe you're doing this. And the person said, well, I can't believe you're trying to rewrite our fare code. That's when I hung up. So now I said, you know what? It must have been a rogue agent, right?
Right.
Let me call back. I got into the same exact conversation with the same answers. Now fast forward 6 months. I'm going to Hawaii with my family. You know, we're sitting up in front. My daughter and wife are sitting on one side. I'm sitting on the other side. And this beautiful woman sits next to me. And I start a dialogue with her. And I said, so what do you do for a living? She goes, oh, I work for American Airlines Reservations. And I'm going, oh, this is going to be good. And I started telling her the story, and she starts laughing. I said, why are you laughing? She goes, you don't know what happened. What happened was the first agent just documented the conversation word for word, and the second agent was just reading off the lines.
Wow.
That's a
script.
She
knew it.
That's a script.
That's a script.
So when you teach people scripts, you take away their empathy. When you teach people
robots.
And they're not listening to the answers. They're going to the next question. The best question you can ever ask anybody is in response to what they just told you. So I believe in agendas, but not scripts.
Ron Carr is my guest. Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. That's the book, a Wiley release. He's being gracious here. And one lucky listener is going to win a autographed hardcover copy of Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. Otherwise, it's available, of course, at Barnes & Noble bookstores nationwide. All you have to do is text over 64600. MYB. Those are a letter. I can't forget that. MYB for Mind Your Business. That easy. Text over MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. Now, Ron also, besides he's a sought-after speaker and he's a sales consultant, a coach, Velocity Mindset is the website, but for people out there that want to engage you for their business, how could they get in touch with you?
They can go to the website, which is velocitymindset.com. They can email me, ron@roncarr.com, and that's spelled K-A-R-R. Or they can obviously call us at 201-666-7599. And when they
What's
do,
the number again? I'm sorry.
201-666-7599.
Okay, sorry.
All I want to do is get into a conversation. We're not selling you anything. We just want to talk about what your issues are. It'll come very clearly if we can help you or not.
We're going to be back in a minute or two. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and coming to you worldwide on the 77 WABC app and, of course, at mybradio.com. My guest this evening is Ron Carr. He wrote the book Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600. Otherwise, you can get this book. It's available everywhere. And, of course, the easiest way, apparently, is Amazon.com.
Best price on Amazon.
And the best price. Well, you talk about option selling, and
yes.
I love the concept. Perhaps you can, and of course, because it's so key I don't think it's fair to say just B2C, but certainly in B2B, there's so many times when you're going for the sale and everything's on the table and the client says no.
Mm-hmm.
So then the conversation's dead. But you have a great concept. Option. Why don't you option sell? What is that all about?
So most people give a proposal that's either a yes or no answer. Here's my solution. Take it, yes or no. And if there's any doubt, they're going to go with no. Right? Mm. That's the answer of no risk.
Why
would you put your customer into that position? You want to change the psychological thought process. It's no longer yes or no. You want to change it to what is the best way for me to work with you. So if you go to option selling, you're giving them three options. Option number one is the all-inclusive option.
Mm-hmm.
Option number two is the middle. It's usually the strike zone.
Okay.
And option three is just below what they really need. They're not going to take three. Majority will take B, okay. And some will take the first one. But the key here, and look, they may still say no, but a lot less will be saying no because now the thought process is, what's the best way for me to do this? You see how it changes?
Absolutely.
So, you know, let's talk about real estate, for example.
Right.
Let's suppose that you have $1 million. That's your budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to live on the Brooklyn waterfront. You want to view mm-hmm. Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
You also want a pool in your backyard. You want a jacuzzi. You want everything and good school system, right?
Right.
So the realtor takes you to three houses that day, right? Takes you to house number one. Has everything you want. The best view, the first-rate construction, the pool, the schools. And she says it's $1.5 million. What are you going to say?
I got to think about it.
Yeah, it's a little too high,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Let me give you another option.
Okay.
Takes you to the $1.25 million home.
Okay.
Has everything, but maybe not the jacuzzi and maybe not as good a view.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
I got to think about it. That's interesting.
Now you take them to the million-dollar home that has no pool, no jacuzzi. There's a building in front of your view. It meets the price point, but it's below your expectations, right?
Right. So I'm certainly thinking about either one or two, and three is out.
Exactly. And what do people always want to do? They want to get everything.
Right.
They want to find ways to justify it. So they'll say, where can I get some extra money or where can I do it? But this is how, and I don't mean manipulate, so please don't take it like that. But you control how people think based on what you give them and the questions you ask. A good lawyer controls the conversation on the witness stand by the
right.
questions they ask.
Right.
So you have to take control of the conversation. So I put your people into a yes or no. Give three options. The first option's got everything in the world that you know is going to really satisfy them. The middle option's got right there in the strike
right.
zone,
right.
maybe a little higher than they want in price. And the third option's maybe meets their budget, whatever, just a little low. I guarantee you, you're going to sell at higher value. You're going to sell more, close more, and you'll get less no's.
I heard you speak about the UPS strike because
yeah.
you actually presented it, and again, they're rock solid,
yeah.
but there was a strike
yeah.
a couple of years ago. What was the circumstance? And they brought you in to speak.
Right. Well, it was a kickoff meeting for the New York
okay.
region, and you
okay.
talked about, you know, how do you sell in difficult times.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if you're the key account manager for UPS. That brown truck comes down your street every day at 4 o'clock like clockwork,
right? That's right.
And one day it doesn't. And now as a manufacturer, you give them a sole source contract, 100%. And now all of a sudden you can't ship. You're caught with the pants down.
Yes.
So what are these people going to do right after that strike? They're going to call you in and say, we got to cut it in half. We got to
right.
can't do sole source. We need FedEx. We got to protect ourselves, right? So they were about to go on a sales call. Were they confident at that point?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, because they just broke the trust, right?
Right.
So what we do is prioritization of needs. If you understand you can't satisfy somebody 100% of the time, number one, get it down to 30% you have a shot at the deal. And number two, the biggest issue in people's minds is usually not the main issue. Your job is to deflate it. So when I did this, I said, okay, let's role play. What are the biggest issues you want in a shipper? Make sure you're delivering it. Right. Delivery.
Reliability.
Price, right?
Yep.
Quality, right?
Yep.
Maybe business systems to logistics and all that, right? Mm-hmm. Now go to the big elephant in the room. Guarantee of delivery, right? How important is that?
It's near 100%.
What you're going to say after a strike, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, when you add into the fact the quality of our shipment, you know, not opening up boxes, you know, and it's getting there, how important is that?
Very important.
Give me a percentage.
Also, I mean, that it doesn't arrive damaged.
So give me a percentage.
99%.
Okay, now the new math does not support that. Because 90 and 99 is 189.
Okay. Right, okay.
So reformulate your numbers, please.
If I have to break it within 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, so again, reliability is I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say 50-50.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me go 50-50.
50-50. What about price? Is that important?
Okay, so let's say price will chop in 20%, mm-hmm. So it's 40-40-20.
Okay, and we can keep going.
But
that big issue, the strike, that was the emotional issue as to why I called you in, and it's the reason why I got to protect myself, is not as big in my mind. It's still there, but I've reduced it. And I use your numbers, not mine, because your numbers mean more to you. So the point is, if you hear the word consultative sales, what does it mean? It means to be a consultant, a trusted advisor. Go in and ask them how they're valuing things, how they're prioritizing. Expand the conversation to include as many things as you can. And if you do it many times, you can reduce it to a point where you can still get the deal.
Ron, in your book, Lead, Seller, Get Out of the Way, right, you talk about such a wide range of topics. I mean, certainly everything we're talking about tonight and, of course, so much more. Tell us how you came up with the title. I happen to love it, but mm-hmm. How did you come up with it, Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way?
So I'll be on a stage and I'll ask the whole audience, you know, how many of you can't wait till the next time you go into a store and the salesman just or a saleswoman just pukes you on all the things they can do for you? Raise your hands. Not one hand goes up. But then I'll ask this question. When you have to make an important purchase decision, how many of you would value someone in helping you make the right decision?
And everyone's hands up.
So what it just told me is when people think of salespeople, they think of talking too much. They think of puking, like we talk about, people out of knowledge about everything. But no, you have to be a leader. You have to lead people through a conversation as to what's important to them. What are the consequences if they don't get it? You got to help them see the thing for what it really is and then give the solution at the right time. So two things to point out.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at leadership. We sort of have seven traits. Seven traits fit the sales process. It's the same thing. That's why I call it lead, sell, get out of the way.
Okay.
If you're not going to lead and you're going to sell, you're going to be pushed out of the way. If you lead, you will sell.
And that's why it's beautiful. You have lead as the first word. Lead.
So look at yourself as a leader, not as a salesperson, number one. And number two is the issue of psychological selling. If you start presenting your solution before you give context, it lands flat. But if you lead them through the conversations to where you're trying to go, what's important to you, what happens if you don't get there, and then you go to the one or two things that speak specifically to that, and in context to what you just told them, your cortisol is going to be at a 4 or 5. They're going to be engaged. They're going to hear with more power, and they'll probably do business with you.
Ron, you facilitate a Chief Revenue Officer Mastermind Forum. What is that all about, and who qualifies for it?
So we did our first group that lasted 5 years, which is more than what most groups. We're starting a new group. This is for VPs of sales and CEOs, people that are responsible for driving the sales of the organization. CEOs probably of $10 to $20 million. Chief Revenue Officers could be higher than that or in the same range. But think about this, you know, when a VP has challenges, who do they get to speak to?
Not too many.
Can they speak to the salespeople and confide?
Absolutely not.
Can they speak to the president who hired them?
No, it's too embarrassing.
If a CEO has issues, can they confide in the VP?
There's no one they could talk to.
Can they talk to the investors?
No, absolutely not.
No. So we created a safe forum for people that have a couple things in common. Number one, they want to build a high-performing sales organization. High growth company.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they're going to play hard. And what I mean by that is they're going to come to these meetings and they're going to get vulnerable, down and dirty, talk about the deepest issues, and open themselves up where they can get peer-to-peer mentoring. When you can get ideas from other people who are not competing against you, how valuable is that?
Yeah, of course.
And then, of course, you get the facilitation by me and then the coaching, and then we bring in some other speakers. So it's a membership. It's not a program. It's an annual membership that includes a couple of on-day events, on-site events, plus a couple of webinars and monthly coaching calls. But it's not for everybody. We actually interview them to make sure they qualify. Do they have the right attitude? Do they have the right needs? Can they give something to the other people? And are they willing to take from the other people? And that's what we look for.
How could people find out more information?
They can go to roncarr.com/CRO. Or they can obviously call us and speak to me directly at 201-666-7599. 201-666-7599.
Ron, a final takeaway for the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Like I said earlier, if you just stop worrying about yourself and having to make the next dollar and just go in and be present in the conversations and help people get to where they want to be, your success will be automatic.
Ron, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a great show. Folks, by Tuesday morning, this will be up on the archives. MYBradio.com, MYBradio.com. Well, that closes out another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next week at 10 p.m. right here on 77 WABC for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Of course, right here, 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.